It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quick C 98.3. It's time to talk about busted brackets, and with us is Zach Epperson from WQXE News.
So, we have half of the Final Four determined. It's Texas so far in the Final Four. We've got Baylor, and we've got Houston making the Final Four. So, you know, it could happen, Brian, that we could have, you know, a Texas and a California Final Four if UCLA and USC win tonight. How interesting would that be?
That would be very interesting.
So, Brian, you have no teams left. I still have one team left. Michigan still in it. They play tonight. Why can't I remember off the top of my head? UCLA. Play UCLA tonight. I don't have my bracket in front of me. I need to go in. I'll update the brackets for this morning so everybody knows where they stand in the Quixie Bracket Challenge. It's still that leaderboard, Brian, is really tight there at the top. A lot of people still in it to win all those great prizes.
Yeah, and those prizes include $98.30 cash from Quixie, a trophy, Colton Steakhouse and Grill $50 gift card, and Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner $100 gift certificate. Tricia, are you out of it now completely?
I haven't even looked at my bracket.
No, she still has Gonzaga. She still got that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Wow. Good for you,
but
Tricia.
They're not going to the end. So, I mean, not in my bracket at least.
Right.
So,
doesn't matter what happens in the real world. Yeah. Your bracket's done.
I got nothing. Yeah.
Brian, you know, I got to tell you, the most thing I'm disappointed in is that Arkansas did not win last night. Because I said to you off air yesterday, hey, Brian, if Arkansas makes the Final Four of the championship game, I think you need to call the Hogs on air. And you didn't get to do that. And so I feel like the listeners of Quixie Nation have been robbed of that joy.
They could still experience it. I could still do it.
I don't know, man. It's so specifically annoying. It really is. It was annoying when I grew up listening to it. So I grew up.
What about people that don't know what it is?
Okay, well, I grew up in Oklahoma. So growing up in Oklahoma, there are a lot of colleges, just like there are in a lot of states. But similarly to Kentucky, there are two huge state schools, okay? There's Oklahoma University and Oklahoma State University, OU and OSU. Kind of like here, we have UK and U of L. And the more popular, quote unquote, of the two schools, and the one that tends to get a lot of attention is OU. Kind of like here, we have UK. And kind of like out there, it's OSU, kind of like U of L. And so I've always compared that it's kind of a similar setup. But everybody hated Arkansas. It was universal. And that was the biggest school in Arkansas. And they have a ton of schools, too. But that's the one when you go, what do you think of when you think of Arkansas? And who do you hate? And it's the Razorbacks. But then I lived in Arkansas. And you get caught up in the fervor. And the year they won the national championship, I was living there. Somewhere at home, I have the Sports Illustrated from the year that they won.
Yeah, you probably had the with the foam hog head and everything.
I never had a foam hog head, but that is a very popular thing to wear. It looks like a foam helmet.
I think we need to have Donna.
Like a pig is sitting on your head.
I think Donna needs to go through the archives and see if maybe you've got a picture stashed away somewhere.
Through the archives.
Brian's got like an archive at his house of all these
things. It's just a tote with a bunch of random junk in it, and I do have. If you're going to call it that, yeah, there actually is an archive in my garage. All right, so do you want me to call the Hogs?
Please.
All right. You're probably going to take your headphones off.
I'm leaning. All right. Well, I'm leaning back like it
all
matters.
Right. This is literally how you call the Hogs. Not on a farm, but this is the Razorbacks thing. Ooh, pig, suey. Ooh, pig, suey. And you have to do it three times. Ooh.
I feel like I'm in Fayetteville.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, that's great.
All right, our morning is complete now.
Yeah, people would do that in bars, restaurants, on the sidewalk.
There's some guy in his car right now going, I thought I was listening to Quixie.
Yeah, what is this? World, where am I?
Is this an ag report? What is this? Oh, and somewhere a bunch of feral hogs just ran up in some dude's yard.